Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. All the chronic in the world can even message you. You're the ultimate high. You know what I'm saying, baby? Now check this out.
Take my money, my house and my car. For one hit of you, you can have it all, baby. Cause making love every time we do, girl, it hurts dangerous. Cause I'm an addict of you.
Yeah.
realitymag.com.
For a unique twist on virtual fantasy and everyday life, trending and little-known pop culture tidbits, featured talents on the rise, advice on keeping home, work, and sex life on an even keel, virtual club reviews and interviews, fun horoscopes, and so much more. Check it out today at www.bendingrealitymag.com.
Welcome to our show tonight. Hello. It is such a rated Saturday. And I'm yours truly, Miss Kay. But of course, I'm not in the studio alone. I have the love of my life, my queen, Lady V.
Hey, what's up? Hey, love, how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, love. How are you?
I am fabulous and horny as hell.
Of course. I knew that delicate flower was ready to run out the damn door.
You know, she's ready to take flight at any moment. That's why I'm glad it's Saturated Saturday.
Yes, baby, because you know how we do it. We get you nice and wet, nice and saturated.
Yes, well, it didn't take much for me tonight, you know. Maybe somebody will decide, you know. I mean, hey. I'm trying to be. Ooh, Lord, sometimes it's just so hard. Sometimes it's just so hard.
I know what you mean. Like, them times when you're laying in your bed and you just think back on that one person that just, that person just make your body quiver. Like, ooh, Lord have mercy, just the thought of them. I had a couple of those moments lately.
Oh, yeah. Oh, me too. Make my legs shake.
Which brings me to one of our topics for tonight. So, Lady V, I do want to ask you, would you go back to, if only just for one night fling, that one person that in your mind, every time you think of them, you know the sex was so good that you quiver, although this person can be the scum of the earth? Would you go back and let them touch that thing again, girl?
You know what? I hate to, you know, that's a tricky question, being that I'm a married woman and all. So I might get in trouble when I say this, but y'all know ain't no sugarcoating in the playhouse. Okay. So I'm not gonna sugarcoat in the playhouse.
Disclaimer.
I ain't gonna do it.
Disclaimer. Just put your disclaimer out there.
Okay. Well, whatever. Don't judge me. That's my damn disclaimer. Don't y'all judge me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's my disclaimer. Okay.
I'm crazy.
It's like this. I have one person. And part is, he's not, like, he is really the man that every woman would want to be with, for real. Like, he's manly, but he's gentle. He's sensitive, but he's manly. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's all man, but he know how to feed your needs. All of them.
Oh, okay.
And,
I said, but he's married?
Nope. Actually, on the market right now. And that's what makes it so hard because, you know, if I had to, he would be the one. He would be the one. And, you know, ladies, he's fighting them demons because at once upon a time, like nothing, like as soon as I found out that he was on the market, like, yeah, I'd have went and snatched him right up. And the fact that our chemistry is so great and he felt about Lady V the same way, like, he would have made me his wife instantly type of thing. Like, so, you know, it is one. Oh, thank God I'm married and I love my husband. Yes, I do. Just to put that out there, don't judge me, y'all. Aww.
Y'all heard that disclaimer came back in, didn't you? Y'all heard that disclaimer came back in, baby.
You know what I'm saying? I do. I really do. But, yeah. You know. And now it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like I was. Like, what about you, Miss K? Yeah, would you let him come back and tap it?
Oh, Lord, it's a couple of them. Oh, God, y'all don't judge me. I don't mean a couple like that. Yeah, I do. Forgive me.
But I understand. Okay. I mean, I got a couple that come close. But it's just that one that just really, you know, can get the business. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will fuck them out, but, you know, that one that just give you all your things. You know?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
But I understand, you know, so don't, ain't no judgment. They know ain't no judgment in the playhouse. Don't judge us.
Right, right. So with that being said, there is one definite. I don't care what he does. I don't care where he's at. And I do hope that you're listening to this broadcast tonight because Jacuzzi, Miss K wants more.
Well, you heard it right here firsthand. Saturday, ooh, Saturday, that's like on the move. Yes. Look, you got high instantly, but I can't say nothing, girl. My pussy started throbbing at that very moment, too. Like, ooh, I can't believe he just asked this question. Made me have a flashback.
Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. You know what? This Jacuzzi, my God, girl. I gave him the nickname Tornado Tone. Oh, my God. Because I swear, girl, when that man got a hold to me, oh, my goodness. Now, I'm not saying I haven't had anyone better, because there's one that topped him. It was just something about the way that he did it. God. Oh.
You know, this is what I'm gonna say to that. It's like when you have that chemistry, and it's just right in your body, can intertwine in your heart and your body and your mind can feel each other without even having to say anything.
Yeah,
like that's it.
I'm talking about. Oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness, girl, when I tell you, he put it down. It was one of the moments.
Shit.
This comedian was that. Was it Cat Williams? Yeah, it was Cat Williams. On one of Cat Williams' stand-up when he say, you're supposed to eat the pussy so good, and then he say, and she going to be looking back like, oh, my God, girl, he brought dick, too? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, no, you're not just
here for
your time, baby. I want
the dick. Oh, already, baby. Man, I'm going to tell you when the head and the dick is good. Oh, yes. That's like jackpot. Winner. You are a winner. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
You
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, niggas, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they scared of this pussy man, like, they ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's married and tied down now, so, you know, they know it's super deadly now, so they,
yes.
They just dream about it now. That's what's so crazy.
And don't you just hate that type of guy that just knows that he got it like that? Like, he just know that his is the, like, he know that he knows exactly how to touch your spot.
Yeah. Yeah, you damn near made me want to call that motherfucker right now. I'm like, hey.
Oh.
I ain't busting. But I'm going to be good. I am fighting this devil, this demon. I'm fighting it off of me, y'all. It is so strong that it doesn't even make no sense. And Lady V is really fighting it right now.
Yes. You know what, lady, you're not lonely. Because I'm fighting. I'm going to find you, Jacuzzi. I promise.
Yeah. Okay,
oh, I'm going to find
you. I'm telling you. Yeah, like, it's crazy because, bye-bye. If I wasn't fighting this devil right now, baby, I would be I-35 right now. Like,
you'd be on your way soon, girl.
I-35 right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Going north, not south. Yes. I-35 now.
Going north.
Yes.
Oh,
I'll be out of here. Bye-bye. Oh, honey.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, for real, baby. I'd have been unpacked the bag and disappeared. Like, got there, knocked on the door, and I know he would welcome me with open arms. So all I would do is just walk in and be like, I hope you got room for me, because, yeah, I'll be here for a while. I'm disappearing. And he would have been like, okay. He would have been confused, but he would have said, okay. And I had to tell him, whoever she is, I don't care. She just going to have to wait until I leave. When I leave, she can come back.
Uh-oh. No, how about this? How about she doesn't have to leave? How about she just joins in?
Oh, see, she can join in too, but some females be acting all funny style. But if she cool, she more than welcome to stay by the honey, because I ain't trying to, you know, run the party or none of that, honey. Believe, trust and believe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I do know he is a bachelor, so that's a good thing. But she's definitely welcome to come on over and join us.
Uh-oh.
I'll never stop that ever.
Okay.
Man, a private party for three. And four and five, if they want to join. I mean, it's just all, you know, go bye-bye. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, they'd probably be mad because the way that we connect, our bond, is like priceless. You know,
it's gonna be like she's probably there.
Yeah. That's why I have to let her go first, because I don't wanna, you know what I'm saying? I don't want her to feel neglected.
I hear you, man. Sounds to me like it's going to be some sex therapy going on.
Baby has some sex therapy, some extra therapy, some smoke therapy, some fire therapy. Baby, when I tell you it's going to be the home, baby, happy 4th of July. Fireworks going out everywhere.
B, you can't have fireworks because you're going to put them out. What you said, that thing be squirting, girl, please. You're going to put them out. The fire not going to stay lit.
Well, hey, he know what to do with all that, baby. And he gonna reset them motherfuckers and try it all over again. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
Automatic.
Yeah, that's what I like. Yeah, that's what, you know, he is definitely that brother right there. And I know women right now probably listening and like, oh, I want to know who she talking about. Hell, so then now y'all be trying to call him right now.
I know that's
trying to see. Lady V said you was all like this. He probably be smiling and stuff like, yeah. Feeling himself dancing all in the mirror, like, yeah, I got it. Yep, yep, I got it and shit. No, no.
I'm just saying.
So I ain't gonna put him all on blast, but he definitely know who he is. And you know, the good thing is he do listen to the show, so he probably smiling right now, laying in the bed, like, yeah. She talk about me. Yeah, baby, you know I'm talking about you.
Mr. Mystery Man. Yeah. You got Lady V talking about hitting north. Hitting north.
On your I-35 down, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Don't going north, not south.
Just letting you know.
You want north only to go south when she gets there.
Yes, honey, yes. And trust and believe. Cool. I'm definitely going south. And he gonna love every bit of it because, yeah, we're not grown. You know, I ain't had none in my mouth for a little while, so I'm kind of lonely.
You know what? That goes perfect with our next topic. This is going to merge right in together. So, since you do have that one person, keeping it right on topic, y'all, since you do have that one person that you will go back to and definitely let him hit it again, if you can have him right now, no strings attached, husband doesn't have to know, or you don't have to be married, however you want to look at it. No one really has to know. What is the one thing, the freakiest thing that you would do to him and that you would want done to you?
Let me think. The freakiest.
The freakiest. I mean the nastiest. It is Saturated Saturday, you know, so let's saturate them with some nasty.
It is. I don't know. I can't just really think. Dang, I'm going to have to think real hard and long about this.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what then. Since you need time to think, how about we play some music? Let's give them a couple of songs. And when we come back from break, you can tell us what's the freakiest, nastiest thing you would do. I'm talking about something. You only got a few minutes. You got 24 hours with this man. So I'm going to give you some time to think about what it is you want him to do to you in order to take you back. How about that?
Already, and callers, of course, y'all already know if y'all want to join in on the topic, please feel free to do so. You can reach us at 646-929-0558. Again, that number is 646-929-0558. Y'all make sure y'all call in and join in on the topic, baby. Ooh, it's Saturated Saturday. Ooh, I am feeling real freaky. And let me think of what I want to do to Mr. All Right. Oh.
Get up. I just posted my landing. Wondering if it's the same old understanding. I know you got work pretty early. I'll be around by 3:30. Usually it's done by 1. So baby, when I wake you up, just let me ride.
Nobody drop it, baby. Bounce it, baby. Stroke it quite. be made. Girl, you're about to explode my brain. Pull it in the coop while we on the plane. Next week's about to drive me insane. Baby, hands down, you got that bomb shit. Since that first pull, I've got this habit I can't seem to quit. Baby, I'm about to go up in smoke. Cause your sex weed ain't no joke. So girl, go ahead on it like that, boo. Cause I'm about to smoke it down to a roach. Cause girl, you've got that sex weed.
I just wanna hear all the time, yeah.
Yes, yes. Welcome back to Saturated Saturday. Yours truly, Ms. K and Lady V in the Playhouse, hot and wet and horny and ready to fuck.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, no, I
am. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're sex therapy. Oh,
yes, man. I'll produce the song. Because we need some sex therapy. My goodness.
Man, I'm definitely ready for some sex therapy. I am, like, over ready and over hot and overdue.
Cooling your ass.
Man, I don't even. I think I'm gonna put that on fire. Hell, the way I'm feeling hot right now.
Oh my god. You like a radiator that thermostat that went out. Ain't no need to add no coolant, nigga.
I ain't gonna do it. No good, baby. She still gonna run hot on you, just.
Okay. You know what?
Yeah.
Since she's running so hot, how about you go on and answer that question? You got him for 24 hours. No, you just get away. Miss K wanna play. Okay. So, you have him 24 hours. What's the nastiest thing that you want to do to him? And then tell us the nastiest thing that you want him to do to you.
That is just so crazy. Like, on the cool, I don't even know. I'm not even going to say that it would be nasty. Because, and this is the reason why. Because the chemistry is so deep that, first of all, 24 hours just ain't enough. Mm. And the first 24 hours, he's just the type of man that he going to make sure that he set my soul on fire. So it's going to be more of a romance, passionate fuck session. And then, you know what I'm saying, until that beef, you know, because that line has always come out, always. And then, you know, once that line has come out, you know what I'm saying, then we gonna get rough. You know what I'm saying? Like, real rough.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You gotta teach me how to do that.
Yeah. You know, we breaking beds and tables and chairs and, you know, real rough. Just, you know, getting it in. You know, so that's how we gonna end it, you know, real rough. You know, we gonna do it real nice and gentle, real smooth.
Oh.
And get it in real deep and sensual and feel the heat and, you know, do some heavy breathing.
Oh, I hear you, Tina.
Huh?
I said, I hear you, Tina.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, I already know. Then, you know, then we gonna get it in and break down the beds and, you know what I'm saying, we swinging off of chandeliers and, you know, dying off of dressers and stuff. We don't damn near win WWF up in that bitch.
I hope you got some damn insurance.
For real, because I'm going to have to tell her when we done it was a robbery.
I'm trying to tell you, baby. Y'all going to be breaking shit. Shit you ain't finished paying for. They going to be looking at it in the morning. Like, God damn. Was it really worth it to goddamn throw his god? What the hell was I thinking? I let this man bend me over this. Oh, my goodness. And them broke. Oh, Lord.
See, that's why I don't worry about a thing in my house is paid for. But see, now I don't know if everything in his house is paid for. I hope so.
We going to your house because I'm going to destroy some shit tonight.
Yeah.
Every time y'all get ready to have sex, he going to be like, who house we going to? He going to say yours. He going to say, oh, I'm out. I'm going to be fighting about who house going to get destroyed tonight, mine or yours.
Right. Because that's what I'm talking about. We hitting every single room. We all up on the walls. I'm talking about washing machine, dryer action, you know, tables, coffee tables, dining tables, like nothing is safe, nothing. If it's there, it's going to get touched.
Oh.
And probably broken. Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna throw a tooth in this just for you, cause you said nothing is safe. What if he has a child? The child is gone for the weekend or whatever, but they have a room.
Oh, poor little ting ting.
For his poor little. Oh God! Did you just say poor little ting ting? Oh, I'm done.
Story over.
You nasty.
Don't judge me, but poor little Tink Tink, baby, we all up in the crib and all up in the bed,
You better wash that baby damn sheet. Burn them.
Oh, I will. I'm gonna wash everything down later. But the bed probably gonna be broke.
Oh god! Oh,
little baby, come on, come on,
what happened to my bed?
You didn't break your bed before it went broke when you left. You know.
Oh, daddy, I mean, without you, broke. And don't let them have one of them little car beds. Oh, Jesus. The wheel was not out for me. And look at the therapy wheel.
Oh, my God.
She had the damn bed. You're a timeout. Take your ass in the corner.
We're going to put the spare wheel on it. Maybe he won't notice, you know?
You know he's going to notice. Little badass going to go and I try to play race now. When the wheel come over and go home, he's going to be devastated the rest of his damn life. He's gonna be scared. He's gonna get a woman. Daddy, I'm I know y'all nasty. Y'all going to play it off to me. Yeah, you broke it. Oh, child. You don't believe he did it. Just wrong.
Okay, don't judge me, y'all, but I would. Like, I'm just like, what? You broke your bed? Oh, baby. Come show me where it was, baby. Let me see. Baby, the whole time I'm going to be dying inside, nigga. I'm going to be hollering. Is that wrong for me to be laughing? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes. You know what? Y'all call us. Yes, tell Lady BC is wrong.
I can't do this.
She is wrong. Get your ass in the corner. Call us 646-929-0558. Call and tell Lady B she is wrong.
Hey, I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, I'm going to walk in there with them and everything. For real.
You know what? They want to tell you that you're wrong real fast. We're going to go to the phone line. We going to the phone line. Caller, you are live with the Queens, Miss K and Lady V. Are you ready to tell Lady V that she's wrong tonight?
What's she wrong about?
Look, see?
Oh, my God.
What had happened?
Ooh.
What happened was. That's what it was, Lady B. Hey, I would though. Is it wrong for Lady V to fuck in the child's bed? And if it breaks, you know what I'm saying, to let the child believe that he broke his own damn bed?
Well, if you wrong, I'm wrong. So I can't, you know, dignify that good a half. You know, I mean, at least they have a bed. I mean, whether it's on the floor or whatever, you know, I'm just saying.
She put your ass in the corner. You on time out, too? I'm going to hell. Take your ass.
You know, I think as long as you change the sheet.
Right.
You know,
that's
it should
all
be
that
fine.
Matter, right? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay if they got a car bed and you put the spare wheel on it, you know what I'm saying, and make them think that, you know.
No. No. You ain't got no business with your big ass in the bed. No. That is not
no,
your
she done put a boot on the baby's bed. I cannot. No. I know we was talking about like a regular bed. I know we was talking about like the car's bed with the wheels on it. The wheels
and
on the bus go round
one.
And round. Like, no.
This how the baby gonna come in the house. Dad, my bed broke the wheels over there on the other side of the room and everything. What happened to my bed? And Lady V gonna be standing there looking crazy. Come on.
We don't know. You didn't break your bed before you left?
No, Dad, I didn't break my bed. My bed was like that. I left my bed out. And then when he get in his bed and go to play with the steering wheel gonna come off. And he gonna be scared to me. Dad, I broke the steering wheel. She gonna be standing there like, yep. Knowing her foot got caught in it. Yep.
You see, you know what? If they really want to be smart about it, I think what could happen is this, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Like, they're going to ask about it, and then, you know, you're going to be like, well, you know how every car, you know how your daddy car has to go to the mechanic shop? You know,
see?
Your car needs to go to the shop, and we need to replace some screws because all that stuff you had on your bed and when you got up this morning after you left and closed the door the way you closed the door, you know, it just fell on over. I mean, you know, we just
it
need to put some more
handle
now.
So much, right. The
exactly.
Bed can only
you know, that
so
wind
much.
Blew that thing right on over, you know.
And but then I want to see But see, then y'all know how Lady V is. See, I be done looked at his daddy, be like, why you get this baby this cheap ass bed? You know,
oh my God. Oh my God.
No.
You couldn't get him the $1,300 bed. You had to get him a $200 bed. That's why it's on the floor now. See what I'm saying?
I mean, sometimes you have to spend that little bit of money. They grow so fast. They ain't going to stay in there forever.
Right. Right.
Get them that big lot bed.
You don't love me enough to spend $1,300 on me. Then what you going to tell him?
I'm going to tell him to go get a blow-up mattress and shut the hell up.
Oh, that's probably what he going to have in there, baby, by the time we get through, baby, because, baby, the mattress going to be bent in, turned up, springs hanging out, and everything.
Pop the baby damn mattress. You don't pop the baby mattress. Fuck that. Then what you gonna do? I'm telling
him.
He gonna be standing up.
Oh,
daddy, what's wrong
with
me? Is
it
a curse on all my
dead? See, this is what I'm gonna do, y'all. You know, I'm gonna walk y'all through it. Y'all ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We making passionate love in the baby bed. Getting it in. All this stuff start breaking and popping. We don't stop. We just gonna keep getting it in until we finish. Now, once we get done, then we gonna politely take the bed out. We gonna blow up the mattress, stick it in there, you know what I'm saying? Put the spare tires on it, you know what I'm saying? You know, then throw a cover over it and put the pillow on it, like, psh, bam. So then when the baby go get in the bed, if it happen to break on down, and then the baby be like, "Dad, what happened to my bed?" I'm gonna be like, "Baby, what's wrong? Something wrong?" Like,
oh my God, the baby gonna be like, "Damn, I done broke my bed. The Adam went out."
I'm going to be like, oh, my gosh, baby, come show me, baby. And the whole time, I'm going to be laughing on the inside, but I'm going to be real serious walking because I don't want the baby to see that I'm laughing on the inside. So we going to walk to the room, and I'm going to look at it, and it's going to be just dangling there, really. And, baby, I'm going to be kind of laughing.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna be trying to bust out laughing. I'm gonna pray really hard, like, Lord, please don't let me start busting out laughing. And then while the baby crying and stuff, talking about on his bed, I'm gonna say, that's all right, baby. You can sleep on the couch tonight. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? And tomorrow, you know, your daddy will go get you a new bed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. You know,
I mean,
like,
you know, and I'm going to tell him, I'm going to say, well, baby, it's okay because, see, you're growing so fast that, you know, sometimes when you're growing up to be a big boy, this is what happened. You know what I'm saying? You start breaking down beds and stuff. So you got to, we got to upgrade you to a big boy bed.
Be breaking beds like your daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go get in the corner. Go get in the corner. Y'all are on punishment. Get y'all ass to the corner. I don't want to see your face. I don't want to see nothing. And stand on one damn foot. Your foot touch the ground, I'm being ass.
I might put my foot on the ground on purpose just so I can get a spanking. What the hell? There ain't no threat. The hell?
She did luscious lips. She did.
Mm-mm.
But for real, that's how it's going down, y'all.
You're the only person that can come in to you and take my breath away, my God. So, y'all, excuse that. Anyway.
Let's be no problem.
Okay, got the beat. I'm talking about breath. Is you getting your pussy ate over there and I ain't getting my pussy ate? What the hell's going on?
Mm-hmm. I think it is. I think she is. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
And then
sometimes
she ain't saying.
You gotta get
it out.
Ain't that some bullshit? Sharing is caring. Hell, can I get a little piece of the tongue or something, a dick or something? Shit.
No words. No words.
I mean, damn, what the hell is going on around here? What's wrong? What's going on around this piece? She's trying to figure out a way to break down the baby's bed right now. That's what it is.
No. We are not getting the baby here. See, Miss Kay is on the big side. You know, I'm on the big side. It'll be just my luck going up trying to fuck in the baby bed and get stuck. Then what the fuck I'm gonna tell my baby? He walking the room and mama's tucking this damn bed butt ass naked. What the hell I'm gonna tell mama? What is you doing? Why you got no clothes on?
Mama was trying to clean up, baby.
Yeah. Mama was trying to clean up, baby.
I was taking care of my queen. And as I was cleaning up, trying to, you know, my clothes started coming off because I thought maybe I can wiggle my way up out of here. But as you see, baby, Mama's stuck. Can you give me a hand? That's how I would do it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Y'all really have. Oh my God. Y'all came up. Wow. Wow. Yeah. You know what? Y'all are not no good. Y'all are no good. Y'all are no good.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, desperate. Measures cost for desperate activity. So what
right.
you have to end up doing is, you know, you got to get that thing done by any means necessary.
By
you know,
any
so.
Means necessary.
Yep. Sometimes it be like that.
Yeah, you know.
If you never gotten it in that way,
sometimes
I don't know
you feel like a
people.
Nut. Sometimes you don't.
And then I don't know how many people, you know, Lady V probably done did this, but I know I haven't. Have you did it on the changing table?
Yes.
I knew she did.
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging you.
I needed to be changed. Shit.
I'm just saying because I know I couldn't do it.
Okay, y'all, look. Now, don't y'all judge me when I say this. Y'all ready?
Uh-huh.
Y'all know the little changing table in the Walmart, y'all?
Yeah.
You got it in right there, baby. It was all up and popping. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't nobody in there, you know? It was late night shit, hey?
Mm.
You know? And it did start cracking like it was going to break.
Ooh.
So when we got through, it was kind of dented in a little bit, but hey, it still worked. The babies were still able to get changed. You know, I sanitized it down when we got through, but it was worth it.
I bet it was. She always trying to put somebody in the sauna. I don't mind going to the sauna.
Oh my God. Oh, see, you know what? I'm not playing with you tonight, Mona Lisa.
I'm just saying, you know, the coin for me is past time, present time, future time, play time, all that. So if I go sit in the corner, one or two things is going to happen. And one of those things, you know, I'm not going to be responsible for, you know. So if I go to the corner, you're coming with me.
That's
I'm not
going down
that
hole.
She keep telling you to come to the counter.
No. I'm not going down that hole. What you doing? I gotta go to school.
No, she didn't go color purple on me right quick. No.
I'm a take purple.
Hell no. I'm gonna take you to school, all right.
Oh my God.
I promise I'm a friend of yours. I'm be swinging and hollering.
Them legs gonna be dangling. She gonna be like, Lady V, Lady V. I'm like, she ain't here. Lady V is in a whole nother state. What is she screaming for, girl?
Because she know I'm here, baby, and I'm gonna be on the way to get in next. That's all I'm saying. Oh, my bad.
Wait,
man, I mean, the hair brown.
Tag her in.
I'm
a tag
in. You know what I'm saying? Well,
you know what? I was going to come up with a new pedicure for y'all, but y'all chicks will like it. Hell no.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? See, that's why I need to go to Slappy Slap, because this right here, maybe if I go to Slappy Slap, it won't thrive so bad. Maybe, you know, y'all know I'll be, man, she ready to take a flight right now. I-35 northbound, goddamn.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, you missed the mystery man. There's a mystery man. The topic was, there's one person. Is there one person in your past that you will go back to no matter how grimy they were or how bad you hated them? The sex was amazing. And you let
yes.
them tap it at least one more
Dang.
Time. She
You didn't even need to finish. You know she like, yeah, hell to the yeah.
It's only one. Only one. And oh my God, yes.
Okay.
1,000 times, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, with you, I gotta ask, is it the dick or was it the pussy?
It was definitely her, yeah. All I'm gonna say is this. I don't know, like, she was a dick and an asshole. But even though she was that way, she made up for it in other areas. So it's like, if all there was to it, no strings attached, no emotions, I would be cool with that. I would be fine. But she's a different breed. She's the breed that, oh, I can't fuck with you unless we're in a relationship. Bitch, why? Like.
Hey, damn. You can't just be in a situation with my nigga and you be happy?
Okay, so look, while we talk about that, is a situationship better than a relationship?
I would have to say yes.
Definitely.
Yes, because I don't know what it is. I guess it's because it lacks headache. You don't have to deal with headache and bullshit. But I don't know. I think the sneaking around makes it more exciting.
It does. Keep your business to yourself. It does make it more exciting. And a situationship is definitely better than a relationship. In a situationship, most of the time, you can walk away and still remain friends. Neither one of y'all getting hurt. You know what's up from the beginning, you know. So therefore, you know not to take yourself there. You know not to allow yourself to go there. On top of that, if you get in a situationship to where that person decides and you decide, well, you know what, let's just make this shit exclusive to where we're still in our situationship, but we're just fucking with just each other. Yeah, that shit is bomb. That shit is bomb. You gotta worry about nobody else's bullshit. You know the dick good, you know the pussy good, so you ain't got to go nowhere else. Yeah, you just chill. It's easier.
Huh. Well,
all I know is I was in a situationship from 2008 to, I want to say this year. Yeah. Off and on, depending on my situation. That girl, yeah.
Like
Her head wasn't much, but her strap was everything.
Oh, my. Okay, then.
All right, then.
Yeah, right.
All
right, he did.
You heard it first. I don't know if you heard it Saturday.
It's time to go down to the playhouse, baby.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I think I need a refill.
Man, I was thinking the same thing. I'm thinking my shit about to take a flight, a risk, and some extra shit, y'all. Where the hell is the Cabana boy when you need him? Maybe he'll lick on it a little bit, you know. Y'all think if we pay him a little bit extra, you know, he'll start licking on the pussy, y'all.
I think so.
Y'all think it'll be worth it? Maybe we should give him a run through a trial.
I'm
going to
watch,
and
I'm
going to
film it.
Oh. Yeah, I just want to watch. I want to see if he everything you
said he is. Y'all know if he don't, he liable to be fired altogether.
Real bad.
You're fired. Because I need him to do it.
The week is late. Goodbye.
Right.
Goodbye.
It's Saturated Saturday, y'all. Call in 646-929-0558. Come on, Cabana boy. I need this.
BendingRealityMag.com for a unique twist on virtual fantasy and everyday life. Trending and little-known pop culture tidbits, featured talents on the rise, advice on keeping home, work, and sex life on an even keel, virtual club reviews and interviews, fun horoscopes, and so much more. Check it out today at www.BendingRealityMag.com.
Been waiting all day long just to have you here, girl, to let you know just how I feel. Yeah, now as much as I love to hear your pretty voice tonight, it just won't do. I need your love, baby, every bit of your love, so
I won't quit,
no, until you give me all of you.
Girl, I'm here
waiting on you.
I'll be here.
Don't take too long,
girl, I'll be here
waiting on you. I might be all right just by myself,
ooh,
but what I got in mind tonight, baby, ooh, I sure do need your head.
Girl, I really need your head.
Now I appreciate all the phone calls and the texts, but right now it just won't do. I need your love. Every bit of your love.
Welcome back to Saturated Saturdays. You are in the Playhouse with yours truly, Miss K, Lady V, and Luscious Lips, Michaela.
Hey now.
Yes. So, y'all, we have a caller in the Playhouse. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you. What'd you say now?
Give the last cut the damn cabana boy fix. Give him time to say, got me already back. Okay.
Yeah,
we have a caller.
He had me thrown out for a second, baby. That cabana boy was taking care of Lady V, baby. He ain't, baby. He was trying to keep his job, honey. Right here in the Playhouse. Yes, wrong second fuck. He knew what it was.
Thank you,
bad boy. Thank you. The lady needed to be touched up. Yes.
Well,
she
we
did.
Have a caller, Lady V, in the Playhouse. And I know you're eager to tell us about our topic tonight. Is there one person of your past that you would definitely go back to? Hello, caller. You are live with the queen.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Candy Boo.
Hey, Candy. Hey. And
hi,
yes, studio. I have one person I will go back to.
Really?
I mean, he's just sweet. He's the perfect gentleman.
Perfect gentleman, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I messed it up. I wasn't ready, but if I knew what I knew now, I'm ready now. Yeah.
Oh, shoot now, Miss Candy. Okay, so I actually
see,
the
that's
same
how I feel about mine.
If you had him right now, 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
24 hours. What is the nastiest thing that you would do?
We have, me personally, I'm going to want it on the top of the high rise and everybody can watch.
Oh, shit now.
Hello.
Yep.
Just on top of the high rise. Oh.
Yep.
Pretty nasty.
And whatever happens, happens. If they decide to join in, oh well.
Already.
Damn, she gonna have a big ass orgy.
Hey.
I got a question. Can I be there?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I love the way she say that. Feels like, yeah, like, I thought
I
you was already going to be there.
Yeah, I thought you was already going to be there. Like, shit. Well, she had a feeling that I wasn't planning on being there. I saw it.
Okay.
Yep,
yes.
You can go. You can
walk. Mm.
Yes,
oh, man, I like the sound of that, baby. Because I know, shit, I'm going to be up in there. All up in that time. Just, hello.
Yes. Recording and all. Like,
man. Y'all know I'm trying to be superwoman on it.
I know that's right. So, let it be why we have our special caller in the Playhouse. How about that other topic?
internet dating. How do you feel? How do you feel about a guy or woman that just because you met them online and they come to your house the same night, possibly, or maybe the next night, give or take 2 days, how do you feel? Do you feel like they're right or wrong when they expect sex up front, just immediately?
I think they're going to expect it. I mean, that's the whole point of probably of them coming over there. I just can't see two people meeting off the internet just hitting it off just like that.
Right. Me neither.
Right.
And my thing is, I can't see you just being like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to give it to you. No. I don't know you. I don't know what you're doing, what you got. You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
Yeah.
Right, right.
I don't really care how long we've been talking. You know what I'm saying? If I've never met you in person and we ain't had no face-to-face personal, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't come up in my space thinking you just don't get all my good tips.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. She ain't that damn friendly. Right.
Right. And we ain't.
Okay. See, like, that's what I'm saying. Because, you know, Miss Kay had been on a dating site before. When I first moved back to Georgia, they introduced me to this dating site. And they used to always have these things I called, say, meet and greet. You know me. I mean, I'm like, okay, it sounds sophisticated. You know, meet and greet. We're going to do one, have some coffee at a Starbucks. Mind you guys, I'm just coming from Florida at this time, so I'm just thinking, you know, okay, we're going to go ahead and coffee at maybe Starbucks or something. Come and find out here, a meet and greet means you're going to come and meet, and the way you're going to greet is you're going to be fucking.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, after cursing out about maybe 10 guys, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I went to my homegirl that put me on the site, and I'm like, what's up? Like, all these guys I'm meeting are expecting us to, like, fuck. Like, what the hell is going on? And she's like, are you talking to the guys that's asking for a meet and greet? I'm like, yeah. She was like, girl, that's what that is. What the fuck? Like, that really exists, which is that desperate out here in this world? Like, I understand now why AIDS is spreading so fast. Oh, my God.
Right. That is so real. That is so real. Because I'm sorry, but no. I can't do no meet and greet with your baby. That's why I ain't gonna lie. I don't internet date. I have a real hard time internet dating. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you never know what you're getting.
Right.
And it'll be just Lady V's luck that I give me a goddamn psychopath killer. As soon as I get a motherfucker these good cookies, that motherfucker loses damn mind. And go on a goddamn killing spree. I can't nobody have her looking at us. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no. This motherfucker thinking he the DC sniper and shit.
No, that's like, right.
You know, like, nah, we good. I'm good on that. I'm a pass on that.
Right. No, thank you. I do not want that. No, thank you.
Right. Oh, really?
Yes. Well, yeah. You know what, Candy, as always, the queens love you. Thank you so much for calling me and hanging out with the queens tonight. Lady V, give us our rundown for the week.
Already, I can do that. Really, all I want to say is thank you guys for always tuning in, hanging out with us. We definitely appreciate your support and your love. You know what I'm saying? And, whew, always holding it down, baby, because sometimes it ain't easy. Sometimes it's hard out here for a pimp. When we trying to get this money for this rent. Oh, my bad, y'all. But anyway, so we thank y'all. We definitely thank y'all. So continue to make sure you stay tuned in every single night of the week where we bring you the hottest shows on Blog Talk Radio. Tomorrow, yes, Lady V will be coming into the building with your sensual, sexy Sunday, your Sunday night quiet storm. Playing all those love songs that you want to hear and all those that you want to remember. And then again on Monday, it's Get It Off Your Chest Monday. We don't know. We might let y'all slide, you know, because it's Independence Day, baby. It's 4th of July. So, you know, it depends on how we feel and, or should I say, how drunk we get. So just look for it. If it is, it's Get It Off Your Chest Monday where you can call in and still get it off your chest and tell motherfuckers how you feel about these goddamn fireworks. But anyway, call us. And then, of course, on Tuesdays, it's Lyrics, Lattes, and Jack Daniels. All poets and artists are welcome to call in and read their piece or share their excerpts out of their books with us. And, of course, them EMP queens coming to the building and share all the work that they'll, well, not all of it, but some of the work that they'll be doing. And you'll be receiving in their new upcoming books. So, you know, make sure you stay tuned in for that. And then, of course, on Wednesday, your homeboy, Moby, Long Dick Willie, Mr. Moby D, coming to the building with Wet Wednesday. Yeah, shooting you straight from the head from a man's point of view. And then, of course, on Thursday, I don't know, y'all. I have to look at my calendar. So my bad, but somebody will be in the building. Bringing in their businesses and sharing their endeavors and all that good stuff with us. And then, of course, on Friday, it's Friday Night Uncut, where we start giving you them good, sexy 2 hours of hot sensual sex. Yes, we do. And then if you didn't get enough of us on Friday, y'all know what to do. Holla back at us on Saturday, baby. It's Saturated Saturday. So, again, y'all, we want to say thank you, our loves, for tuning in and hanging out with us. And as always, stay what? Powered, enriched, and encouraged to do great things. Good night.
3 in the mornings when I think about you. Yeah. I hit you like what you say. In the mornings when I want to.
I could fuck you all the time. FaceTime when I'm gone. She give me dawn from a distance. Cause she love to climb on top. Cause she love to walk off limp. Pants up, toes down. Legs up, toes down. While she jock me, cause she knock me. And we got treats when we go around. Gotta know I ate it. She's so sweet now and later. I want that all the time. All the time. I mean you all of mine when it's
early in the morning.
I could fuck you all the time.
I could walk you.